So many of us suffer from gut health problems such as IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Well, our first guest is going to tell us about her unique toolkit of science, self-compassion and intuitive eating practices to help you understand, love and heal your gut. To tell us how to calm our gut, welcome to the show, Cara Weekly McGrane.
Hello, Selina. I'm very happy to be here and always excited to talk about gut health.
It's one of these subjects, isn't it, that we're hearing more and more about recently. Do you think that's because we just weren't aware of it before, or are our guts sort of worse than they used to be?
I think that's a bit of both, actually. I think our guts are in trouble. So, as you said, a lot of us have irritable bowel syndrome or IBS. One in 10 of us suffer regularly with symptoms of IBS, and that is increasing. So definite evidence of that over the last few decades of more and more of us having bloating or discomfort. But also, I think it's a time when we're really interested in gut health, because we know that our gut health also links to our immune system and our immune health. And particularly in the last couple of years, a lot of us are thinking about how do we make sure we're well and we're healthy and we're resilient. So definitely there's a lot of information around at the moment around gut health in the media due to this.
Yeah, yeah. And what's causing it? You mentioned bloating, which is certainly one of the awful symptoms. What's happening in our bodies? What's going on?
Well, there's quite a few things. We're in the third week of January, so I think a lot of us over Christmas and New Year have probably indulged in quite a few different things. We've probably been quite tough on our guts over the last few weeks. And we are eating a lot of different foods that our grandparents, our great-grandparents probably would never have been exposed to. And these foods have got... they're quite processed, they've often got quite a lot of preservatives and emulsifiers in, and these are things which our guts are just really not designed to actually process and deal with, so they struggle definitely with that. If we take antibiotics, which quite a lot of us do in the West as well, they can have quite a negative impact on our gut, and in particular on our gut microbiome, which I'm sure your listeners will probably have heard of, this wonderful inner ecosystem or inner gut garden, which is full of different bacteria. And that's one of the things we definitely need to take care of when we're thinking about our gut health and supporting our guts.
Okay, so what can we do then? I'm aware that if you take antibiotics, you're supposed to take probiotics to sort of counterbalance it. Is it just in general, though, about having a healthy lifestyle in eating healthily?
Yeah, so wonderful points, Lena. Yes, we can definitely counteract the impact of antibiotics by taking a probiotic. I generally talk about the three P's to good gut health. So probiotics is one. We don't just need to take those. We can take those in food form. It doesn't need to be a tablet. So you've probably heard a little bit about the trend of fermented food at the moment. And that's because when we have fermented food, so I'm thinking about live yogurt or kefir or things that are made with fermented cabbage like sauerkraut, these actually mean that we increase the number of bacteria that we're eating and that we're increasing the number of bacteria in our gut. And that can be really, really helpful. The second P I talk about is prebiotics, and prebiotics are a bit like the fertilizers for the bacteria in our gut. They're wonderful ways of supporting them, nourishing them to thrive. Simple things like apples, bananas, oats are wonderful prebiotics that can really have a positive impact on our gut microbiome and our gut health. And then the third P is polyphenols. So polyphenols are things that are wonderful to supporting our gut health, and they are in things like black tea, green tea, berries, red grapes. So a little bit of red wine in moderation is actually very high in polyphenols.
Excellent.
And also good bonus. Sometimes we can feel like we've got to be all good, but we definitely treat ourselves. And the other good news is dark chocolate is, I categorize it as a superfood. It's super, super high in polyphenols. So we're looking at the kind of higher end, so the 75%, 80 plus dark chocolate. Really, really good for our gut health.
Oh, okay, that's also good to know. So a bit of red wine and some dark chocolate is fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. You can come on the show again. We like that. Now, I need to ask you, I'd heard of IBS, and I assume a lot of our listeners have irritable bowel syndrome, but you also mentioned IBD. What's IBD?
Yes, so I live with IBD with IBS overlay, and IBD is slightly different from irritable bowel syndrome. IBD stands for inflammatory bowel disease. And inflammatory bowel disease is quite a complex condition, which is actually marked by having inflammation in the gut. And there are two forms, Crohn's, which can happen in the small and large intestine, and colitis, which happens in the large colon, the large intestine. So inflammatory bowel disease is quite a serious condition. There's about 500,000 people in the UK who've currently got that diagnosis. And actually, the important thing to know, Sina, is it's growing. The number of people with IBD is growing. And unfortunately, around 1 in 4 new diagnoses is also in young people under the age of 16. So it's definitely a disease to be aware of. And the key with IBD is we can support it by diet and lifestyle choices, as we can support our symptoms of IBS. So what we're looking at doing is trying to reduce inflammation in the gut and trying to look at what we're eating to support our gut health. And the science is pretty clear that the best things we can do, whatever our gut health situation, is to try and support ourselves to increase the diversity of foods that we eat. So we talked a little bit about, you know, this is very easy, isn't it, at this time of year and over Christmas and New Year, to eat a lot of quite processed foods. But what we're trying to do to look after our gut is to really look at real foods, like your fruit, your vegetables, your grains, and to try and aim for plenty of diversity. And the magic number, if we can go towards it, is about 30 different plant-based foods in a week.
Crikey.
Which is doable if you put your mind to it and you kind of tot it up each day. It is doable, but it's a great thing to have as a goal maybe for 2022 to aim for that 30.
Yeah. So this book was inspired by your own journey. I was reading that you were just hours away from having your colon removed. How awful.
Yeah, it was a really difficult time, very, very difficult time in my life. And I had really severe inflammation in my large intestine, my colon, and ended up in hospital in a really bad way. And the surgeons were very much like, we're going to give Cara 48 hours to respond to the intravenous steroids. And if she doesn't, we're going to have to operate to remove her colon. Now, fortunately, I responded to the medication, and when I got out of hospital, I was like, I am so curious. Like, I didn't even really know anything about my colon, and I suddenly realised it's this quite amazing, magical organ that actually plays such an important role, not only in our gut health, but also in our mental health and our immune system. And as you know, if you've got bloating or you've got discomfort or you've got pain in your gut, you really aren't happy. You know, it's very difficult to be happy when you've got that kind of pain in the middle of your being. It kind of feels like it's right in the centre of us, isn't it? And we kind of need our digestive system to work for us every day.
Yeah, indeed. And your diagnosis, IBD with an IBS overlay, the thing with IBS is it's very difficult to diagnose, isn't it? And it seems to be very much an umbrella term. If somebody goes to the doctors with bloating or you know, some discomfort, it's very much it's IBS. With IBD, it must be much worse. You must have been very, very poorly to have ended up in hospital.
Yes, and I think certainly when people initially might go to a GP or doctor and looking for a diagnosis of symptoms, the assumption probably would be to start looking at, is it IBS? And then there's different tests that can take place to look at the body and say, actually, what's going on? Blood tests, cameras in different places, just to have a look at how the gut is actually behaving and to get a really clear diagnosis. But you're right, Selina. I think IBS is quite, it's a bit of an umbrella term. And I think our understanding of IBS is there are different forms of IBS. And it's trying to get an understanding of what's going on in that individual person's body. And what we certainly, the latest research is certainly showing, there's also differences in the gut microbiome, the gut bacteria in people who have IBS. So there certainly is increasing evidence of some specific changes happening in the balance of good and bad bacteria in the gut, which is linked to symptoms of IBS. And that's why both IBS and IBD certainly looking at what we're eating can be really helpful, because it can help us to support that balance of bacteria and maybe get that balance back into track in the way that we need it to be, with as many good bacteria as possible in our gut microbiome.
So does that mean, Cara, that your new book, Calm Your Gut, it's a recipe book then?
I have got some recipes in there. I felt like it was really important to pop some recipes in. So, and it was, the title for me was really important as well, because I think when you have a gut problem, the last thing you often feel is calm. You often feel frustrated, you feel bloated, you feel irritable, you're thinking, why can't I get into that beautiful dress that I've just got, or that new outfit? And it can get really, that sense of frustration can get really strong, and I really know that. I know from kind of working with lots of different people and myself, I understand that emotion. So Calm Your Gut is a real call to actually, it's possible to find calm, and it's possible to make friends with your gut. It's possible to find a kinder relationship with our, you know, with how our gut works and with our inner gut bugs as well. And I really felt it was important to add in some recipes. So yes, I have packed it full of really simple recipes. I have my grandmother's bread recipe in there. So I have Irish heritage, and I've got a lovely soda bread, which comes from my great grandmother through to my grandmother, through to my mom, through to me. And I thought, I have to put that in there because it's lovely, super healthy. It's dairy free, it's gluten free, it's yeast free. But I absolutely promise you, it's completely delicious. It's so, so
I'm sure
easy
it
to
is.
Eat. And,
sounds
and
nice.
To make as well, I've got to say.
Wonderful. So as well as that, mm-hmm. then, you've got some mindfulness practices in the book. Is this like breathing techniques?
Yeah, so what's really interesting is what we're really understanding, and I think we kind of know it in our, like, we have an intuition about this, like a literal gut intuition, is we know that how we feel can affect our gut. You know, we're stressed or anxious, it goes straight to our gut, we might want to rush to the toilet. And vice versa, if our gut's healthy and well, we actually generally can feel good as well. So I share some really simple mindfulness techniques, particularly breathing. And I share what's called the base belly breathing practice, which is really about learning to breathe into our belly, breathe into our gut. And just in a really simple way, even just a minute or two, it can create a lovely sense of calm and of well-being. And I call it, it's a way of kind of tuning into our rest, digest, tend and befriend mode. And sometimes when we're feeling agitated or upset, maybe we sit down to eat, it's not the right thing to do, because actually the way that we're approaching our food is quite rushed. So by just doing some mindful breathing, really simple, a minute or two can be really powerful, we can tune into that rest and digest mode.
Rest and digest. I like that. Great stuff. Well, if any of our listeners want to find out more, the book is called Calm Your Gut, A Mindful and Compassionate Guide to Healing IBD and IBS. We are, of course, selling it on our website, and it's by our first guest today, Cara Wheatley-McGrain. Cara, do you have any sort of social media or websites or anything we can look at as well?
Yes, you can find me on themindfulgut.co.uk. I'm really happy if people can find me on Instagram and on Facebook as well. And all the details are in the book. And I'm, yes, always excited and happy to talk to anyone about gut health. It's an absolute passion of mine. I call myself a complete gut geek. Really, so anytime, I'm happy to support and, yeah, and to chat to people.
And you're okay now. You've always obviously healed yourself.
Oh, Selina, yeah, thank you for asking. I'm really well. You know, I ended up in hospital 20 years ago, so I was very young when I was initially diagnosed, but I'm really doing well. I'm thriving. And I think it's really important to share that. I think there is hope, even if you get a diagnosis. I was told by, you know, a very lovely consultant that I would almost certainly lose my colon, and I'm really happy to say 20 years on, I still have it. It's doing really well. I do lots of little affirmations every day. I send it lots of love. I really try and take care of it with how I live my life, really. Breathe into it, send it those little loving affirmations. You know, may my colon be well, may my colon be happy. That's my kind of approach to it, to be very kind and caring. And it seems to be flourishing under that treatment, so it's doing well.
Yeah, yeah, if it's working, then that's great. Well, Cara, thank you for sharing your story with us today. Thanks for being on the show and good luck with the book.
Thank you, Selena. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you and your listeners, and have a lovely day.
You too. Bye-bye.